Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Things crazy at the theater.
Yeah, definitely.
It is the 52nd Ann Arbor Film Festival, and in just a moment we're going to be talking much more about that. But there are other movies going on in the area that people might want to see over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, sure. So what I think is the big title happening this weekend is The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is the latest film from director Wes Anderson. And typical of a Wes Anderson film, it's got a quirky, precious story. It's got a cast of thousands. You know, name somebody hot in indie Hollywood and they're in the film.
Bill
Murray. He's in the film. Edward Norton, Jason Schwartzman, Tilda Swinton, who's practically unrecognizable in old age makeup. And by all accounts, the film is delightful. It's very typical Wes Anderson with a very specific color palette and very specific shot styles.
He's just become one of those directors where stars are willing to forego their usual salaries for the opportunity to work.
Yes, and the Grand Budapest Hotel is opening on Friday at the State Theater downtown.
And what of Particle Fever?
Particle Fever. I'm also super excited about Particle Fever. It's a documentary about the launch of the Large Hadron Collider, which is searching for the Higgs boson, which is also known as the God particle.
Right.
You know, possibly the building block of all matter. And we're opening this film on Monday the 31st, but we're opening it with a special presentation in our Science on Screen series where we're bringing in David E. Kaplan, who's a particle physicist from Johns Hopkins University. And the U of M Department of Physics has been really, really instrumental in steering Dr. Kaplan's visit. So he's going to be giving a Saturday morning physics lecture, and then he's coming to our presentation on Monday, which is super cool.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time in science, I mean, with the potential discovery of the initial beginnings of the universe,
right?
and now the potential discovery of the God particle. So lots of fun.
Yes. Science and film coming together.
Well, it seems like Russell Crowe has made another bad movie choice.
Noah doesn't look that good to me.
There's a lot of folks unhappy about it.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some kind of heavy-handedness, and the director, Darren Aronofsky, has made the choice to not have the name God in the film,
right,
which is probably appropriate for the actual biblical time, but I think it's causing a lot of uprising.
And it has some cinematic differences from what was actually spelled out in literal fashion in the Bible, and that's not sitting well with a lot of
folks. Yeah, and something else I read is that at this point, the story of Noah has kind of turned into like a children's story.
Right.
You know, let's get all the animals on the boat, and it's kind of apocalyptic, and there's an environmental concern, and so I think it's not what people are expecting, thinking of the story of Noah and the ark and the animals. So, it's not getting...
You started to smell the desperation when Russell Crowe sought an audience with the Pope to get his approval of the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not expecting
to
see big box office on this one.
Yeah, well, it's out there.
If you want to see it.
And my
Friday.
Guess is as a special effects film and as an entertaining measure, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Darren Aronofsky's pretty good.
He is pretty good. He's got a point of view.
Well, you know, really what's going on in Ann Arbor and what we really care about this week is the 52nd Ann Arbor Film Festival.
The Ann Arbor Film Festival, absolutely.
Bigger and better than ever. And with that in mind, we'd like to say good morning to Leslie Raymond, the Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Year one. How's it going? Have you slept in months?
I can't remember.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and this week has been really a doozy so far.
Well,
here
at 89.1, we covered the opening night ceremony and the gala, and obviously that was amazing. And now we're getting into the heart of the festival, and a lot of things are coming up. Based on early returns, are you seeing the kind of crowds that you would like?
Yes, so far so good.
So far so good. Tonight, one of my favorites is going to be honored, and that is Penelope Spheeris.
That's right. That's right. Tonight, she's going to be our guest and a guest of the Penny W. Stamps Distinguished Speaker Series, who we've had a great relationship with over this last decade. And as many people know, Penny is known for her commercial work, like Wayne's World.
Right, right, right.
And
huge box office. Two of my favorites were documentaries: The Decline of Western Civilization, about the punk rockers, and then Decline of Western Civilization 2, The Metal Years.
That's right.
Featuring a Detroit band, Seduce. There was a lot of local.
That's right.
There.
And we're actually showing Decline of Western Civilization #1 on Friday at 5:00. And This film didn't get a DVD release, so it hasn't been seen that much in the last 10 years. So this is going
to
be a great
opportunity. I was fortunate enough to see it when it came out, and anybody that has an opportunity, go see it. As a cultural experience, if you love the music, it's great in one aspect, but as a cultural experience, it has value well beyond the music.
That's right. And there's actually a number three, Decline number three, where she goes back and revisits the punk scene in L.A., and it really kind of is the decline part because it's the gutter punk scene. And this is also it's going to be a very rare screening of this film as well, which will be 9:15 on Friday night. And also we've got Suburbia, which is going to be showing at the State Theater as our midnight movie Friday and Saturday night, which is kind of the content is similar to Decline, except it's a narrative film. Feature-length narrative film, so also a cult classic.
Now, this festival, is it just me, or it seems bigger than ever before?
It feels big. It feels big this year, and I think one of the changes that I've noticed is that we are featuring a lot more full-length films, experimental documentaries and narratives or hybrid between the two.
Is it technology that is allowing filmmakers to do that in the experimental realm because it's become more inexpensive to produce?
I think so. I think that's a big part of it. And not only have we programmed lots of these feature-length films, but there's something that our program director has brought to my attention called the medium-length film,
right.
You know, a 30-minute
right.
or right. so. So we've been known, I think, for showcasing a lot of the shorts, experimental documentaries and animations that would be anywhere from, you know, 1 minute to 15 minutes. But we're seeing more and more of the sort of 30-minute, 40-minute films. And a lot of the features and competition screenings have been built around, like, one longer piece with, more shorts.
Very nice. The voice you're hearing is Leslie Raymond. She's the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And we also have Amanda Bynum here, the program director at the Michigan Theater. Now, you're constantly at the theater, Amanda. You just about live there. So what has been your impression thus far? What have you seen that you loved, and what are you looking forward to still coming up?
I have to disagree with you. I have to respectfully disagree with you. The Ann Arbor Film Festival runs such a tight ship that 5:30, I'm out the door on my way home. And it's great.
Well,
so
I was trying to make you look good for the boss, and you
blew it. Well, it's okay. You know, he's out of town, so he'll never know. That's okay. No, and I really do mean that, you know, there's the film festival is there's no need for me to be there putting out fires because the Ann Arbor
so
literal or metaphorical.
So you get to see movies.
That's right. Well, I always look forward to the animation program.
Right.
I think that it's really accessible to a large crowd. Usually it's pretty fun. There's a couple thought-provoking things, but it's usually pretty fun. And I also really like the For All Ages program. It's the same kind of thing. You know, it might be geared towards kids, but if you are if experimental film isn't something that you've experienced before, you can come to the For All Ages program, which is Saturday morning.
Yeah, we actually call it Ages 6 Up. So, I mean, David, you're what, 28 now? So you'd be like the perfect age to come.
28.
Right? Yeah. So
squared.
It's really geared towards, it's just that the content is appropriate, but
right.
It's really for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I would agree. It's programmed to be accessible to a much broader audience, as is, you know, that animation program is always draws a big crowd.
And I know.
That's going to be Friday night.
One of the most popular features of the Ann Arbor Film Festival is getting to see on Sunday all of the juried and award-winning films. But if you just do that, and they're great, and I highly recommend it, but if you just do that, you miss out on a lot.
I think so. Because those are great screenings
sure.
to see, because obviously the judges have watched everything all week long. Their eyes are about to fall out of their heads. And but you get to see what they've decided to give the $20,000 to. So those are amazing. But it's the culmination of this whole week of films. And it's not just the films, but it's the atmosphere that we create at the theater. We've got great lobby installations. We've got decorations by muralist Jeremy Harvey from Ferndale, and you know, they're really spectacular.
It's a much more interactive experience than it has been. Yeah,
that too. You know, we've got ways we want the audience to participate. We're trying to encourage people to hashtag AA Film Fest. We've got a VJ who's going to be trying to mix everybody's movie tonight at Ravens Club.
See, now I'm old because I had to think for a second. VJ, what's that?
Yeah, well, that yeah. So yeah, so what he wants to do is so you may be around the theater hanging out, whatever, and take some pictures, put them on Instagram or Facebook or do a Vine, hashtag AA Film Fest, and he's going to suck all that stuff up and put it into the mix and make a movie with that.
Well, can folks still get tickets for the rest of the week?
Oh, absolutely. You can just come down and get them at the box office. You can go online, aafilmfest.org, and get them there.
And Amanda, what are you going to be doing with the rest of the weekend? Just watching movies? That's it?
No, I'm going to the Cleveland Film Festival to go shopping for Cinetopia.
And Cinetopia will be the focus of Cinema Chat in the weeks and months
to come. That's right.
So there we go. Leslie Raymond, thank you so much for coming in and filling us in on the Ann Arbor Film
Festival.
You're
very
welcome. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And Amanda Bynum, thank you for your support.
Anytime.
Always appreciated. You've been listening to Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU. Again, the 52nd Ann Arbor Film Festival underway. Get your tickets online, or alternatively, just go to the box office and experience what is the Ann Arbor Film Festival. This is 89.1 WEMU.